My name is Chris Jordan, and welcome. A story that yields itself and never ends. A series not necessarily about journal entries, rather someone on the other side, notes and thoughts, emotions and experiences that shape narratives about life in Connacht. Welcome to the 15-year journal. Okay, so welcome to the third episode of the 15-year journal. Name's Chris Jordan. Thank you so much for lending an ear. I want to jump straight forward to all the way to 2017, January the 10th. And you guessed it, January means quote unquote resolutions. You know, I say that with kind of a sarcastic grin on my face, because I only recently, when I say recently, a good maybe 5 to 7 years ago, bought into the mindset that New Year's resolutions, especially once I wrote these ones here, were a complete waste of time. Because goals, we all know, are time dependent, but not in the way that we should revise them once a year, make some kind of bucket list, and most of all, you know, we put ourselves under so much pressure to tick them off one by one. And if, you know, that notion of failure comes along and haunts us if we don't cross off all those T's and dot all those I's, because this is, it's very logical. There's so many things that happen in 1 year. The loss of a loved one, having no job, being in a tragic accident, you know, diagnosed with a terminal disease or any disease that is crippling, a divorce, depression, guilt, trauma. Man, it's something that we've got to look back at on a daily and note that I'm going to go Jurassic Park old school, you know, back to 1993, Ian Malcolm says life finds a way. And that means resolutions get fluffed over and flattened, because there are more important things to do every day, and they're happening right now. Life is probably, I don't know, and this is a rough guess, maybe 20 to 30%. And the rest of it is surviving, fighting, pushing, pulling, falling, getting up, carrying on, deciding to carry on, right? Which is a sidebar. You know, if you are away today, even listening to me talk, you've chosen to partner up with team you, and you're gonna be like rolling your eyes or whatever it may be. Man, this is a big thing. And I'll explain a little bit about that inner voice and about being team you in a couple minutes time. Against every doubt that you might have about yourself and everything that is going on around you, man, you decide to stand or sit at this very moment strong with yourself and your decisions to live, right? I mean, I only recently, and this is a for real and a truth, that I spent large majority of my life being in a manic depressive state. It's something that I can't really get rid of. I understand that, on medication, all that type of stuff. But you know, obviously, the mind is just stronger than anything else, as a force to be reckoned with in this life. You know, it feels so refreshing to really say, oh, you know, like, again, as you know, in a previous episode for me, religion is a big thing. And I say, you know, Lord, like, just thank you so much for having me in this particular state and position in my life, where I really am thankful for being chosen as somebody who can have and enjoy a life right here. Yes, things are going great. Even if things are going good, or if they're just going, I'm glad that to a very large and very truthful extent, it's not obviously all rose petals and, I don't know, candy floss, but I really do feel a mass amount of gratitude to the fact that I am here, another sidebar, journal entries. Let's go back to that, right? It's not that I have the opposition to the well intent of a new start that New Year's bring, new breath of fresh life, the action, motivation, and direction. But like I've circled at the top of this entry, in my journal, I made sure that it also looks quite aggressive as well. It says there, mind, body, brain, soul, think, feel, act. That's what it's all about. I look at my first quote-unquote revolution. I'm kind of surprised that none of these are really materialistic, because those are really actually goals. You set it aside and say, well, if I want a car, I want this. If I want X amount of money in the bank, after a certain amount of months, that's cool. That's a bit of a goal for me. But if you want to go for something that you're going to resolute to, it would probably be something that's intangible, and it's a bit of a growth process. Here's a statement that I made from that first quote-unquote again resolution. Action for control is what resolves a lot of the emotional reactions to what is happening or has happened. An acceptance that some things and some people are the way that they are, and that has no bearing on what you think, know, and feel about yourself. This is a mindset. Mindsets are so difficult to accomplish, and that they're an ongoing process, but they do become second nature and part of your, not your personality, but the way that your persona deals with the world around you. And so it takes a lot of work. A year, it's too much pressure, makes it materialistic, makes it a bit shallow, and doesn't seem like anything of value. Putting it there and ticking it off once you can feel that it is part of your essence, that's when you achieve a quote-unquote resolution. Who doesn't struggle with what people think about them? To some extent, that poisonous thought process gets really under your skin, and it does dictate, even in the smallest capacity, what you think, say, and do. But I don't have to regurgitate why this is not great for you and for me. But there are some exceptions. People who unconditionally love you have an eternal free pass. I don't know about other families, but I do know about mine. They are allowed to tell me what they think, feel, and love, and in many situations do not love about me. But it counts, because it's partly why I get up in the morning, think, feel, act, and again, love. But we must understand that this ticket for one, this life, is one, again, for yourself. You are your biggest competition, you're your biggest fan, your biggest downfall. And that mention of acceptance a couple of seconds ago, that's pretty much everything, right? When you look at the mirror and you say, well, the proverbial mirror, and say, you know what, like, I'm there, I'm team you. Man, 2017 was quite a year. Three things really stood out. I wanted to drop methodically and really, really eradicate any bad attributes that I would have, things that were kind of hurting myself in any kind of way. I have a very addictive personality, and that can be interpreted in probably any kind of way, because I have been there in one way, sense, or presence, or another, right? Anyway, the odd thing about this was one in particular. When I started to really like just cleanse myself and my environment of codependency addictions, like whatever, even food, and all the, I'm addicted to the essence of success, and then I'm addicted to the essence of depression and mania and whatever it may be. I really thought, once I would get these big hurdles under the way, I'd be this brand new person, because these addictive traits really dictated quite a large amount of my then past life. So I thought, whole new person, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and like the soul in those before and after shots, that's what I thought it was going to be. But all he did, and not to take any power of accomplishment away from doing that, was that it gave me a stark, brutal clarity on where my life was at and what I had to do with myself to all fix it. It was the first time in my life I really did something good for myself. I had, again, accomplished many things. These are great things. I always say this in previous podcasts, that I didn't really bang things up to that point. But this was something that I stood up and I thought, wow, I mean, wow, nobody can have the influence of deciding to, well, say, I want to better these parts of myself that I am experiencing the hurt and pain. Anyway, I like that feeling. I like that feeling of standing proud for myself. Again, as I mentioned before, being your own cheerleader is in you, man. The second one was starting to cull the fat around who I considered my support structure. That was a hurtful process, I must say, because it's twofold, you know? You have been living in a way that these friends or these people around you are basically an extension of blood. One, you cut that out and you have lost a leg. But the second thing is the way that you now interpret and look back with your clarity of mind. The way that it was a mass manipulation to the largest extent. But I must say, that one was quick and easy. The process of doing it, acclimatizing to how that felt and that missing gap in your life, took a long time to get used to. But again, I was proud that I did it for myself. If I was an accessory of yours, I was not a friend. I said, well, stuff you, stuff off, and again, stuff that. Right? It was very therapeutic. And once again, that essence of looking after yourself, as I mentioned before, where you're doing the self-care and you do it with intent, it fires you up, and not for a day. Again, speaking as a bipolar manic depressive, I understand high highs and low lows, but this is something you could bank. It was therapeutic and rah rah, man. But be prepared for that huge empty space around you that remains when you do this. See if you are in a situation where your friend doesn't understand that this is a two-way symbiotic relationship and that it's you, not what you have, how you cheerlead them, what you achieved in your life, right? And so on and so forth. That is the reason that someone keeps you around. Tank it, man. Tank it now. After your post-mortem period, there'll be those people there that have always been there and are a perfect fit to accentuating the best parts of yourself, right? And there are no terms and conditions. That's a great thing. Understand that anything else is a reason to admit that you think and believe that you are less than you actually are. Eye on that prize. I made another change. How I started to change my mindset was very big on how I interpreted failure. It was always like an all or a nothing for me, which stunts actual growth. Where I learned that from, I have no idea, and never really learned the life skill to be able to bank growth. I began a new approach where I told myself, and I happily teach this attitude to anyone who will listen, that if you achieve growth 2% today, tomorrow, this year, whatever, in a goal or benchmark that you're working towards, becoming, owing, living, that's 2% in the bank, man, that you have acknowledged and you have actually realized. 100% effort of that 2% is what makes it count, and growth happens on that. I liked this particular resolution, and it's the last one that I'll share with you. Letting go or moving on means to do. Do what you must to show that you have qualified definition of what it really means to let go. It's not enough to let go of something mentally or psychologically. When you live and breathe the discomfort of detachment, you know that you're on the right track. Make a list now. Keep it short, please. Because it's then that you'll manage things that you need to let go of. Just say to yourself, well, screw it, right? Start with just one thing and cleanse yourself. Go through the process. Come out on the other side better for you, and know that you made that decision so you can claim all the glory. That's your benchmark. Be better for yourself. Nobody else can breathe for you, move for you, feel for you, act for you. So give yourself a break, man. And with that, you're going to give yourself a fighting chance. Make this moment and everyone that follows count for team you. End journal entry 2017.